With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Pete Hegseth may soon be out as President-elect Trump's choice for defense secretary. First reported by the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump is said to be thinking about replacing Hegseth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Citing the presidential pardon of Hunter Biden, President-elect Trump's lawyers are asking a judge to dismiss Mr. Trump's New York criminal case.
The district attorney's office will file a response next week. They've already said that they're okay with the idea of putting the case on hold during the duration of Trump's presidency, but they've rejected and resisted the idea of dismissing it outright just because Trump is about to reclaim the White House.
That's correspondent Eric Tucker. Also at SRNnews.com, the political turmoil that gripped South Korea in the past 24 hours has eased now that the country's president canceled his martial law declaration. However, fallout from the declaration is far from over.
Even his own party condemned the imposition of martial law, and the MPs voted unanimously to overturn it. President Yoon then bowed to what most Koreans believed was inevitable and rescinded his declaration. His political future now looks bleak, already unpopular, and with his wife facing a corruption investigation, few think he can survive long in the job. The events of the past few hours may leave some Koreans wondering just how strong their democracy is, though it does appear to have passed this unexpected test.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. The FAA imposing new flight restrictions on the area surrounding President-elect Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf course. It comes after a cluster of very large drones was spotted in the air near the club and close to a nearby military base. The FBI is investigating. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 189. This is SRN News. Good news on abortion from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have begun a special session aimed at protecting their liberal agenda from anything that President Trump might do during his second term. At the prompting of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, the legislature will first vote to give the state attorney general more funding in anticipation of new federal challenges. Newsom says he wants to protect California's status as an abortion destination for women coming in from other states. This is SRN News. GM adding thousands of heavy-duty pickups to a previous recall.
This has to do with tailgate release switches that can short-circuit and open the gates while the trucks are in park. The recall adds some 2024 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra 2500 and 3500 trucks to a February recall. The only trucks affected are the ones with a manual gate and power lock and release. The company says water can get into the electronic gate release switches, causing them to unlatch. Cargo can fall into the road and become a hazard. I'm Rita Foley.
Abortion advocates are asking a judge to overturn Missouri's near-total ban on the procedure. This comes less than a month after voters backed an abortion rights constitutional amendment. Planned Parenthood is squaring off today against the state's Republican attorney general in court. More details at SRNnews.com.